Chapter 6. Marriage is Marriage. Back in New York, Archer visited old Mrs. Mingott with gifts from her family in Florida. "I want May to marry me in April, but she won't agree," he told her. "Oh, the Mingott family are all frightened of being different. I'm a Mingott by marriage, of course, but I'm not like them. I was born vulgar Catherine Spicer, but my children are all Mingotts. Only Ellen is like me. Why didn't you marry her?" Mrs. Mingott finished with a laugh. Archer felt uncomfortable. "Please, Mrs. Mingott," he said quickly, "can't you speak to the Wellands? I want to be married quickly. I can't wait."
"I can see that," said Mrs. Mingott, laughing again. "Here's my Ellen now."
Archer was surprised to see the Countess come in.
"You know, Newland ran away to Florida because he wants May to marry him quickly,"
Mrs. Mingott told her. "Surely, Granny, we can help, if that's what he wants," the Countess replied. Archer was thinking about her last message before he went to Florida, which he never replied to. He got up to go, and the Countess took him out to the hall.
"I was afraid that you were ill when I didn't hear from you," she said.
"When can I see you?" he said quickly.
"Come soon, if you want to see the little house again. I'm moving next week."
"Moving?" said Archer, shocked again. He remembered those special evenings in her unusual little sitting room.
"All right. Tomorrow at 8.
When he arrived the next evening, Archer was disappointed once more to find another visitor already there. But happily, this time it was not Beaufort. It was a strange-looking middle-aged woman with colorful clothes and a black Spanish scarf on her head. She was looking at some red roses lying on the sofa.
"Dear Mr. Archer," cried the woman, "I'm Ellen's aunt, Mrs. Medora Manson, from Cuba. My niece has told me how you've helped her. Thank heavens that your good advice about the divorce wasn't too late, because now the Count has written to me asking to get her back."
"What?" cried Archer.
"I hoped that you could get her to forgive him," said Mrs. Manson.
"She may forgive him, but she could never go back to that terrible marriage," cried Archer.
"But she had a wonderful life in Europe, full of art and music and conversation. She was loved by everyone. Here, she is nobody."
Mrs. Manson pointed to the roses.
"Is that what you prefer? A married man sending her red roses? Marriage is marriage, and my niece is still a wife."
At that moment, the Countess came into the room. She looked at the roses on the sofa, and a cold anger ran through her.
"Why has someone sent me flowers like that? I'm not a young girl who's engaged to be married," she cried.
"But aren't you going out, Aunt? You'll be late,"
Mr. Archer, please take my aunt out to her carriage.
When Archer came back to the sitting room, the Countess was standing by the fire.
What do you think of me when I'm angry?
She asked. I think that I understand you better. I know that you miss your life in Europe. Archer stopped and looked at her closely. I also know that your husband wants you to go back to him, and your aunt believes that you will. Her face and neck slowly turned red, as if this hurt her.
People believe many bad things about me, she said. Oh, Ellen, forgive me. I've been so stupid.
I know that you have your own troubles, too, she answered. I know that May wants a long engagement, and you don't. She thinks that I want to marry her quickly to get away from someone that I love more. Why doesn't she want to get married quickly, too?
Because she's too good. She wants to give me time to choose the other woman. But that's stupid.
Why?
Because you don't love anyone else?
Because I'm not going to marry anyone else, Archer cried. May is wrong. I mean, there is another woman, but not the one that she thinks. The Countess was silent. Archer moved toward her and took her hand, but she pulled it away.
Don't. Too many people have tried to make love to me, she said.
Ellen, you're the woman that I want to marry. Only it will never be possible.
But it was you who made it impossible, she answered.
You!
Your advice was for me not to divorce, and I did what you told me, for you and for May.
But I thought your husband wrote things about you in his letter.
Nothing in that letter was true.
I did what you asked because of you and May.
No, cried Archer. He could see nothing in his future able to lift the pain from his heart.
I loved you, he said at last. She was crying.
Ellen, nothing has happened that can't be undone. I'm still free, and you can be too. He held her in his arms and kissed her, her face like a wet flower. For a moment, she kissed him back, but then she pushed him away.
This doesn't change anything. You're engaged to May, and I'm married.
How can I marry May now? We can't lie to other people or to ourselves.
But you can never say that to May. The truth is that we must do what's already decided.
I don't understand you, he cried.
From the very beginning, I felt that there was no one as kind as you, she answered. You see, at first, I didn't know that people were embarrassed by me. But then I understood why you announced your engagement early. To give me two families on my side, not just one. And I learned something important from you. Sometimes we have to give up things that we want for the people who love us. Don't let's undo what you've done. So, if I love you, I must
give you up. At that moment, Nastasia came to the door with a telegram. The Countess read it and gave it to Archer.
Mother and father agree to marriage in April. I've written to Newland. I'm so happy and love you dearly. Thank you for helping me. May.